Pop Defect Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trench through the ranks of radically independent, uncensored audio insurrection. Did I get sent? Pirate to demo?
He believes what Sharon said and he refused to believe what his eyes.
Let's not mention any more.
Bush is wrong. I don't believe
the Taliban
leader.
Please stand by.
Yeah.
price you're gonna take. Cause the fortunes of rivals and the riches in pain have been lettering for the flag. Yeah, in a week of wishing that we really could have had it all, wouldn't they be content? No way.
Axel 4 responding. I think I'm gonna go get me a donut or two. Or three, maybe four. Yeah, I feel like something sweet. Something with sprinkles. Yeah.
Policeman coming with his pistol. Policeman coming with his gun. Policeman coming with his pistol. Policeman's always on the run. Police, police.
You don't care about his brothers and sisters. guess you wanna see the look in my eyes when you beat me. I guess you think that your crunch and hips can defeat me. Well, bring on dogs and artillery. You can kill a man, but not his ideas. Never cared about a little man yet. That's why we fight the power every shot that we get. Fenders of the power structure, justified by this black guy fracture. Hate a man in a uniform.
In this generation of our military, the shock troops of a hateful ideology.
Land of the brave and the home of the free, I the caped crusader of democracy. Superpower will set you free, united we stand, so don't fuck with me.
The shock troops of a hateful ideology. Americans, following a battle, want nothing more than to occupy and exploit. We continue to help many terrorists, the Taliban, and the camps where they trained.
Land of the brave and the home of the free, the cape crusader of democracy, with the power of God bestowed on me, united we stand, except maybe. God bless
the shock troops. The shock troops of a hateful ideology.
Question. It's patriotic. It's your right. It's your duty. It's your country. This is our country.
I tell you, gentlemen, we have a problem on our hands.
Shock and awe are the intentions. Sounds like terrorism to me. And in fact, bombing is terrorism. War is terrorism.
And tonight I have a message for the brave and oppressed American people. Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country.
In the past several weeks, your policy on Iraq has generated opposition from the governments of France, Russia, China, Germany, Turkey, the Arab League, and many other countries over the risk of NATO invasion, and drawn millions of ordinary citizens around the world into the streets and war burdens. What went wrong?
In the Garden of Eden, baby.
Oh, won't administration with extraordinary opportunities to do things which have absolutely nothing to do with September 11th.
American people who are not participating in this great debate on the war should realize that if they don't have a say, they're very likely to pay, and in many ways, for themselves, their children, in terms of the state of the economy and the safety of our country.
In the Garden of Eden, baby, we follow God's command. We don't need a smoking gun to push forward with our plan. Gonna take out his loyal subjects just because we can. But you know what we really want? All the oil under the sand. You're shipping out tonight on my command. Goodbye to your wife and kids, and let the tears flow free as this land.
Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq.
Good afternoon. On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against our staunch friend, Great Britain. Australia, Germany, and France, more than 40 countries in the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and across Asia. These carefully targeted actions are designed to attack the Islamic faith. This military action is a part of our campaign against diplomacy, intelligence, freedom.
Today, the death rate of children under five is over 4,000 every month. That's 4,000 more than would have died before sanctions.
The Bush administration is transforming America for the worse. They're starving the necessities of our country in terms of budgets that are now being allocated to the war against Iraq and the military buildup. They are undermining our civil liberties, the critical pillar of our democracy, chilling political dissent and privacy, creating a nation of suspects, and above all, they're endangering this country by a reckless invasion of Iraq that many retired generals and admirals think pose no threat to the United States.
Here in the Garden of Eden, Allah, we've done all we can. You say we're playing games, we've given in to your demands. So come to Mesopotamia, march into the promised land. On the banks of the Tigris, we shall make our final stand.
There is no God but Allah, my life is in His hands. We bow our heads in prayer as the bombs rain down upon our land. Blood in the sand.
People don't like presidents who don't want to listen, who just go on TV and with belligerent sound bites talk to the American people. I think that has to become a near-term issue. This president is not hearing the other side from many people who have fought in our wars and who know and are much more experienced about these matters than both he and his chicken hawk advisors.
The same administration officials now advocating bombing of Iraq supported Saddam Hussein 20 years ago, knowing he was using chemical weapons even then.
In all of this discussion that goes on about inspections and weapons of mass destruction and the violation of UN resolutions, very little discussion of who's going to die in this war, who's going to be wounded in this war.
Just as the CIA predicted last year in a letter to Congress that if we invade Iraq, he's very likely to use chemical and biological weapons, the raw materials of which we sold him under the Reagan and Bush administration, under a Department of Commerce export license.
The government has said again and again, well, terrorists, they have cells in 20 countries, 30 countries, 40 countries. They change the number all the time. The reason they change the number is they don't know. There's a lot they don't know, so they make it up.
And this is an incredible situation that we now are condemning this brutal dictator for doing in the 1980s what he did with chemical warfare based on materials we sold him before, during, and after he gassed these innocent people and the Iranian combatants.
You feel safer now? as a result of the year bombing Afghanistan.
Shock and awe.
Sounds like terrorism to me.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
When you get to hell, don't expect to see me there, my friend. You'll be there alone. I won't be there.
Pop Defense Radio.
Tune in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here on Freak Radio Santa Cruz 96.3.
I tell you, I've been fooling around with this tape recorder, and I keep talking and nothing comes out. And the reason it doesn't is because I don't push a button.
Pop Defense Radio.
Every Tuesday, 2 p.m.
here on 96.3 Freak Fucking Radio. www.freakradio.org.
U.S. Bank Corp, Key Bank, and Washington Mutual Bank, all financial institutions key in the expansion of corporate repression. Fidelity Investment, major investor in Occidental Petroleum, the bane of the Wa tribe in Colombia. Old Navy, Banana Republic, and The Gap. As Fisher family businesses, rapers of Northwest forest land and sweatshop laborers, not to mention the preferred clothiers of yuppie scum human mannequins worldwide. Nike Town and Levi's, whose overpriced products are made in underpriced and underpaid sweatshops. McDonald's, slave wage, fast food peddlers responsible for destruction of tropical rainforests for grazing land and slaughter of the animals on these grazing land. Starbucks, peddlers of an addictive substance known as coffee, whose products are harvested at below poverty wages by farmers who are forced to destroy their own forests in the process. Media monopolist Warner Brothers and Planet Hollywood, simply for being Planet Hollywood.
What's wrong with you there? Is she a robot?
Hey, Rob!
You don't know all these things. I need to go check. I hope I never visit that city.
Hey, Rob!
Is that like a brutal box from 3rd Quarter, huh?
Hey, Rob!
What's wrong with you there?
What's wrong with
you there? What's wrong with you there?
to fix that technical problem.
Tick tock, it's time for a shock. Are you bored? It's time to get awed.
ABC,
NBC,
CBS,
CNN,
Fox News, breaking news,
faking news, the media war. It's time to get sore.
This is some kind of bizarre reality TV show.
How to keep your sanity while keeping up with the war.
I work at ABC News, work at CNN. To see so many people, colleagues, if you will, acting as a megaphone for the military and for the administration, and unconscious of the effect they're having.
General Myers, thank you, sir.
There was never a question raised in the mainstream media about why we should really be going to war, only when we were going to go to war.
The Pentagon also controls the timing of bad news, the heavy-handed way of managing the message.
Media war.
Managing the message.
Trying to turn politics and the serious issues of our life into entertainment.
Managing the message.
Thank you, sir.
All the networks wanted to have was a countdown to war.
Overemphasis. Overkill.
48 hours to war. Dun, 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 dun. Showdown to Saddam.
In wartime, seeing is not always believing.
The purpose of journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Mr. Secretary.
To follow up on Jamie's question a little bit.
I thought I answered that.
Media war.
Be either with us or you're against us.
The outcome is assured.
What about Al Jazeera in that, publishing those gruesome pictures of dead soldiers?
I think there's something that is culturally Arab about that.
You know, I'm looking forward to some tapes of dead people. Osama bin Laden dead, Saddam Hussein dead. I'd certainly put those on Fox News.
And that's Special Report for this time. News. Fair, balanced, and unafraid.
Media war.
Be either with us or you're against us.
Everybody wanted to see Ted Koppel running down the desert in a Hummer.
Based on the Humvee used by the U.S. military, it is one smooth ride. And being so high up above everyone else, everyone gets out of your way. You've got a great view of the road. But that sense of empowerment doesn't come cheap. The Hummer only gets about 12 miles to the gallon.
The war is almost like a game, like a video game. But now that you see people are involved,
we should have given the citizens of Baghdad 48 hours to get out of Dodge and flatten the place. And that's Special Report for this time. News. Fair, balanced, and unafraid.
We know you have choices for following the war in Iraq.
Are we going to fix that technical problem?
Media war.
Be either with us or you're against us.
Pavlov talked about the power of repetition. We are getting a message, a media message, that's repeated over and over again. Saddam, Saddam, Saddam. Evil, evil, evil. Saddam, Saddam, Saddam. Evil, evil.
This is some kind of bizarre reality TV show.
Corporate-owned media is slanted and biased.
What about the issue of challenging the corporate media?
Move on the media, press the press. I think that the coverage will change. Press the press, 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 press the press.
Media war.
You're either with us or you're against us. With us or against us.
Thank you, sir.
This is our country, our government. Even that army belongs to us.
Thank you, sir.
The whole thing's being treated like infotainment.
The outcome is assured.
This is a spectacle for consumption.
They don't report anything that is in any way critical of Bush. And that's worse than Goebbels and World War II. And I'm from Germany. I know how Goebbels treated the war. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Secretary.
Secretary.
Last question.
We will
We will rock you. We will rock you. Some may ask, why rock out now? The answer is clear. These are the times that rock men's souls. I instructed our military commanders to totally rock Baghdad. And I repeat this here tonight. We will rock you. We will rock you.
Well, I think that we just had another satellite cross paths.
And I'll have a rough bar. That's the sound of videotaping being rewound.
We will rock you. And let me say to everyone listening and watching tonight, may God continue to rock our nation, the United States of America.
Rush. Kill.
And ladies and gentlemen, we've accomplished much in the last year. We have taken innocent lives in Afghanistan and beyond. We have brought grief to many citizens of our world. And our responsibilities are clear. But the purposes of the United States should not be doubted. To extend trade and the prosperity it brings, and to prove to the world its legitimacy. Today, the United States is a grave and gathering danger and continues to develop weapons of mass destruction and expanding facilities capable of producing chemical weapons in their most lethal and aggressive forms. To suggest otherwise is to hope against the evidence. To assume this regime's good faith is to bet the lives of millions and the peace of the world in a reckless gamble by the might of coalition forces and long-range missiles. My nation will threaten the world with mass murder. And that's important today to remember. The United States continues to shelter and support terrorist organizations and Al-Qaeda terrorists that direct violence against the people of the United States. The United States is a threat to the authority of the United Nations and a threat to peace. The United States has contempt for the United Nations and for all its pledges. By breaking every pledge, the United States will have new power to bully and dominate and conquer. The United States has no law of morality. The United States of America continues to commit extremely grave violations of human rights. Tens of thousands of political opponents and ordinary citizens have been subjected to arbitrary arrest and imprisonment, summary execution, and torture by beating and burning, electric shock, starvation, mutilation, and rape. Right now, Kuwaiti, Saudi, Indian, Syrian, Lebanese, Iranian, Egyptian, Bahraini, and Omani nationals remain unaccounted for. More than 600 people cast aside without consequence in cells and camps with little hope of freedom. And all of these horrors concealed from the world by the apparatus of a totalitarian state. Of deceitful dictators and broken treaties and squandered lives, my nation will work with terrorist organizations and Al-Qaeda terrorists and Western governments so that there can be no peace throughout the Muslim world.
either the humans remain entertained until the end.
The Middle East, America stands with Israel, and America will participate fully in its mission to seize other countries and their resources. The United States supplies them with the technologies to kill on a massive scale, condemning the Middle East to more years of bloodshed and fear. Prior to the Gulf War, people of Iraq were living side by side in peace and security. The United States bears full guilt for the hunger and misery of innocent Iraqi citizens. They've suffered too long in silent captivity. And our responsibilities are clear. Economic sanctions on Iraq has made persistent poverty and raging disease with little hope of freedom and tolerance and learning. Suffering is great. State-controlled media continues to withhold important information about numerous meetings behind the cloak of secrecy between Saddam Hussein and a former American president prior to the Gulf War. History, the logic, and the facts lead to one conclusion. The United States helped found Saddam Hussein's regime, and that's important today to remember.
Crush, kill, destroy.
We have found our mission and our moment in a task that does not end. Find them before they strike. Tighter security, instant retaliation, covert operations, and isolated strikes.
W and his daddy's crew declared a war forevermore and swore their unswerving zest would get every terrorist. Right away you could say there was a twist or two. More than a few of the deserving didn't make the list. According to W, to be willing to be killing civilians by the score is okay for us to do. What is a terrorist? On that score they say no more. Everyone in W's administration refused to give an explanation, saying that their hesitation was just a clarification. We needed to be enthused, so we were left confused. Why some guys qualify for the enemy list, while others who are also sons of mothers are missed. What is the gist of the mystery definition causing such a fuss? And why don't those standards apply back to us? Like it's okay for the USA to sack the water supply in Iraq and say goodbye to 500,000 kids who die. While the choice of US News to choose to voice lopsided views, insisting it's a whole different thing when foreigners bring an attack on US soil. Anyway, what we do is in the holy name of oil.
This is the fight of all who believe in pluralism and tolerance. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
W said the salvation of our nation is to scare everyone, everywhere with a course of military force. And all the while, W's smirky smile attempts to exempt his own terrorist tone. And who put W and his daddy's crew up on the throne with the dense arrogance to insist either you're with us or with the terrorists? It's clear as day the major share of terrorism everywhere is in the pay of you know who, so they can get their corporate way. In spite of W's soundbite, it ain't either or, cause we did it more. And pluralism is sure not what he's fighting for. W gets sore unless you support perpetual war. There is a great big schism separating war and pluralism. W's real attitude lacks any latitude. His true romance is with dominance. Toe his line or it's a crime. If you dissent, you're gonna get punishment.
They hate our freedoms. Freedom of speech. Our freedom to assemble.
Unable to table his hostility long enough to let his own words agree, W actually defined himself as the enemy. He said they hate our freedoms to assemble and to speak. But who took a leak on our rights to assemble and to speak when they limited who could share the public air in the presidential debates to just the crew of their mates? And who but Gore and W made it a must to just allow the faces of the ones who take the corporate funds to fill the spaces of the public places? It was the Republicrats in the pay of corporate fats. They say they hold in esteem our right to convene, but they demean the democratic dream. They portrayed Ralph Nader as an outside agitator. They had a ban on that man from even being a spectator. They made the call to delete Ralph from a seat in a public hall. They are very short on support of the reality that for free speech to be free, it needs to be heard by you and me. They ignore the principles they say we are fighting for. They would take the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as we know it, put them in the lockbox with no key, into the bottom of the sea, just throw it. W's rage against those who refuse to share the stage is a classic circumstance. It's the pot and the kettle dance. His friends in high places stack the deck and deal aces to W, who gloats after losing the majority of the votes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Before using any military might of his choosing, W just accuses them of starting the fight, or says they might. And Congress gets in a fright and votes W the right to kill who he will, without showing any evidence or even making sense. Here's the situation. W's administration puts people into jail with no possibility of bail. In W's new deal, the right to appeal or even hear the crime of which you're accused and serving time for can be excused, and your rights of privacy can disappear. And if you don't like it, well, you can stick it in your ear. Now we'll see if you and me will go along, stamp our feet and repeat the military song, like the Germans did in 33. Like the Germans did in 33.
Pop Defense Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, and we transfer the mix of radically independent, uncensored audio insurrection that I get sent, pirate, and down.
We remember the days of slavery. Do you remember the days of slavery?
A lot of people are going to suffer tonight. In this iration, it's Armageddon.
Weighing my brain, it's weighing my brain, it's weighing my brain. Well, now, and I'm a slang to me, on to me, slang to me, and I'm a slang to me, on to me, and I'm a slang to me, on to me, slang to me, and I'm a slang to me, on to me.
Lord, it is the pain, man. Lord, come catch his time. Lord, come catch his time. It is a sign. Lord, it is a sign. It is a sign. It of the whole world wild. It is a sign. And it's wicked and wild. It name. And I'm.
Whoa.
And I'm a big thing, me. And I'm a big thing. Pick me up, you lick me, dunk me, bounce right back. Some of them a sting, but a shock me, a shock. Listen,
one mother keep, put one mother keep, put one mother keep for me. Put one mother keep, put one mother keep, put one mother keep for me. Put one.
And I'm a big thing, me.
Then they mix me. Put one.
And I'm a big thing, me.
Then they mix me now.
First creation and
the tinty
D. Hey, Tapazuki.
The tinty D.
Anytime we read me, you me.
Them is styly.
What? Girl or a boy said that that me going bring. Eh. And I'm a big thing, me. And I'm a big. I'm a big thing, me, and I'm a big thing. Just like a mouse and a $2 braid. And I'm a stout and me two raw egg. Any girl me box said I beg them a beg, eh. Come catch your style, Lord, come catch your style. Come catch your style because it's wicked and wild.
You just call the police for me. You tell them it's a case of emergency. Jamanto robber just jumped down me. Them go in my pocket, take out me money. Them go around me neck, take with me jewelry. Them go up on me finger, take with me ring, you see. Hey, you just call the police for me. The gun with them troop me with is a M3. Hey, you just call the police for me. No matter if them come from us, they already. I tell you, John, come and tell everybody. Me flash in me lyrics, roots are reality. Me come from me mother, come from me daddy. Me born and me grow a Kingston City. Me nice up New York and Canada City.
That's the sound of the police.
And when me roll them, make a
that's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
for the oxo. Take out them tongue, limb by limb, we a go cut them down. Send for the oxo. Take out them tongue, where them see me, see the hit man a come. See me, see me just can't done. See me, see the hit man a come. See me, see me just can't done. Them one time. Hey, they come a them funeral, them things say. Them on the general, them one time. To come at them funeral, them things say. Them on the general, enough of them a pose up like a them run the world. Make me tell you something, for me gun it a me girl. Enough of them a pose like a them run the world. Make me tell you something, for me gun it a me girl. Me gun it hug up and kiss, sleep with that night. If a boy try to me shut out in my side, you know I and I is dandemite. And me hold my cavoon, the truth are right. We a go cut them down, send for the oxo. Take out the tongue, limb by limb.
This generation of our military, the shock troops of a hateful ideology.
Good old-fashioned brutality.
The shock troops of a hateful ideology.
Everything in its place.
The shock troops of a hateful ideology have taken up the highest calling of history. The use of force has been and remains the greatest strength of our country's. As I speak, a Special Operations Task Force led by the 82nd Airborne, we are hunting down 150 babies and those who seek to undermine the beginning of the end of America. We continue to help many terrorists, the Taliban, and the camps where they trained.
Good old-fashioned brutality.
And we will stand with the new leaders of Iraq as they establish a government of
corporate America,
by
corporate America,
and for
corporate America.
Leave the room in disgrace.
The shock troops.
The shock troops.
The shock troops
of a hateful ideology.
Well, I think the way to think about that is that, because I tend to be conservative and cautious, if you go from a transition period and then you go to something other than that, the wonderful opportunity to do that. Every country in my adult lifetime, we've seen in that transition period, there's untidiness. And there's no question but that that's not anyone's choice. On the other hand, one can understand the pent-up feelings that may result from people who've had members of their family killed, and the coalition forces are doing that. Let me say one other thing. I picked up a newspaper today, and I couldn't believe it. I read 8 headlines that talked about chaos, violence, unrest, and it just was henny-penny, the sky is falling, I've never seen anything like it. And here is a country that's being liberated. Here are people who are going from being repressed and held under the thumb of a vicious dictator, and they're free. And all this newspaper could do, with 8 or 10 headlines, they showed a man bleeding, a civilian who they claimed we had shot, one thing after another. It's just unbelievable. How people can just get away. Chaos, violence, unrest.
To the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide, and I stop and I turn and I go for a ride, and I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah.
And here is a country that's being liberated.
Do you? Don't you want me to make you?
Yeah.
Radio.